Pushkin.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Muldoon. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can binge all 12 episodes of McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, right now, ad-free, by becoming a Pushkin Plus subscriber. Find Pushkin Plus on the McCartney, A Life in Lyrics show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
Now this is a song here, there and everywhere.
Time to lead a better life.
I've seen described as one of your own favourites. Would that be right?
Yeah.
I need my love to be here.
Yeah, I'm often asked what my favourite song I've ever written is, and I don't ever really want to answer it. But if pushed, I would go to Here, There and Everywhere.
Nobody can deny that there's something there.
I'm Paul Muldoon. For a while now, I've been fortunate to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of the era.
And will you look at me? I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That is Sir Paul McCartney. We worked together on a book looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs. And we recorded many hours of our conversations.
It was like going back to an old snapshot album, looking back on work I hadn't ever analysed.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, a masterclass, a memoir, an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode, Here, There and Everywhere.
Nobody can deny that there's something
When I asked Paul McCartney why, out of the hundreds of songs he's written, he considers Here, There and Everywhere his favourite, he kept returning to the structure of the lyrics, where one verse ends, the next begins, only in a new context. It's a move he borrowed from one of the classics, a song by Irving Berlin.
One of my favourite songs, because of its structure, is Cheek to Cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven, as sung by Fred Astaire.
I'm in heaven,
And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
And I liked it very much because it starts off, heaven, I'm in heaven. Fast forward. And then,
dance with me, I want my arm about you.
Middle eight, will carry me through to,
will carry me through to,
heaven.
I'm in heaven.
It's like, yes! Just the way it just resolves up its own tail, mm-hmm. I always found wonderful. And
yes.
I think somebody said, I do it in this.
I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. Knowing
Coleridge has a line in somewhere in the Biographia Literaria or whatever it's called, where he talks about all narrative being like a snake with its tail in its mouth.
Mm.
And I mean, that circularity would be relevant here.
Mm. Well, I don't know if I'd agree with him about all, but I think attractive stuff often does that.
Each one believing that love never dies.
And often kind of comes back to where it began, and there's a little glee at arriving there. You, like I say, heaven. Wait a minute, we just started with that, and now we're back there. And very cleverly done. And without me suspecting he was going there. So there's just something, there's sort of a little thrill when you do that.
Watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there.
I like the fact that we think we're on a path off on the moors and we're going for a walk. And then suddenly we've arrived where we started. And it's not like as if we've gone around in a circle. It's magic, more magical than that. It's, we've come to another beginning of the path. It's not just like we run in a circle and just come back to the beginning. That's quite boring.
Right.
But it's just this trick where you suddenly, where you were, but it's surprising.
So something has changed when one comes back there.
Well, you're where you were, but you're not.
Because
you can see back where you came from, and you're definitely not there.
Mm-hmm.
You're at a new place, but it's tricked you, and it's got the same scenery again.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here.
While the song is grounded in this spiraling structure, one place it never returns is to the very first two lines. They stand on their own, separate from the core melody of the song.
They were to emulate the openings that old songs had. John and I were fascinated by this idea that in the old days, they did this complete ramble that didn't appear to be like about the song at all.
The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne.
An intro.
It was an intro. They called it a verse. We call verses the sort of first main body, then the chorus, then the second main body.
Right.
But they call that a verse. Yeah, so we liked that. We liked, you know, I was walking around Manhattan. I had my scarf on. And then I came to the corner of something and first. I looked at the deceited. I didn't notice her. But then suddenly you came around the corner. Heaven. Oh! There's the song, you know.
Then, running. someone is speaking, but she doesn't know he's there.
Someone is speaking, but she doesn't know he's there. I don't know who it is. Probably the telly. It's like that. It's kind of a romantic idea. We are just us, not listening to him. I remember writing this song while I was waiting for John one day.
Paul McCartney wrote much of Here, There and Everywhere one morning while sitting poolside, waiting for John Lennon to wake up.
I would go out to his house in Weybridge for a writing session, and he wasn't always up.
Mm-hmm.
So I would often have 20 minutes, half an hour while someone told him I was here. And he would get up.
Each one believing that love never dies. Watching
in the song's leisurely tempo, it's almost as if we can hear McCartney's patience.
I want her everywhere, and if she's beside
me. I remember sitting out by his swimming pool in his house in Weybridge, just a sort of golf suburb of London. And I had my guitar because I was ready for the writing session. So I sat out and started something. And it was here. And it just sort of went quite nice and smoothly. So that by the time I came to write with John, by the time he deigned to get up and have his coffee, I would have something to go on.
Watching their eyes. Hoping I'm always there.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases. And 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Love never dies, watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there.
The slow, steady pace and the way the verses spill into each other, it's mesmerizing, like water rippling across a pool. Is it possible that Ringo Starr hits his snare just a fraction after the beat, as if the song is trying to slow itself down?
Here, making each day of the year, changing my life with a wave of the hand.
I like the line, changing my life with a wave of a hand. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at those kind of lyrics now and sort of think, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
what was it? Am I thinking of the Queen waving out of a royal carriage?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, just my love can just do it by hardly doing anything,
mm-hmm.
waving her hand, and oh my God, she's changed my life. It says a lot in a line.
The picture of a royal hand waving from a carriage, the pinnacle of effortlessness, it's a McCartney trademark, this rare ability to assemble lyrics and melodies with the ease of strumming a few chords on his guitar. He seems to fool himself into thinking there's nothing at stake. He trusts that the right lyrics will find their way to him.
Even when you get lyrics like this, the purpose of the lyric is to support the song rather than be a lyric. So it's quite liberating. You can sort of just kind of experiment as you go along, you know. So things slip out like they would in a session with a psychiatrist.
Watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside.
I like it when that happens. I think, you know, that's the idea of the word dancing idea. You know, you play with things like that. I think a lot of this comes naturally from Liverpool for me. Like, jokes often have that. You know, just there's a little, you think you're going one way and then there's a little surprise, yeah. And it takes you another way. And I like to be able to do that because I think it keeps it moving. It keeps you interested. Dancing around words, shuffling them like a deck of cards. Basically, you know, I always say when I'm writing a song, I'm kind of following a trail of breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's thrown out these breadcrumbs and I see the first few and you just, you know, you go along and I feel like I'm following the song rather than writing it.
I want her everywhere. If she's beside me, I know I need never care.
Do you ever look ahead and plot out with the phrase or two verses down the road?
Not verses, but lines. I will.
Lines.
I will think of the line that's coming and think of how to get in it. Yeah, like stepping stones kind of thing. You know, just think, well, I've got to do that to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quite enjoy that. It's an interesting process. I like that about writing, that it's a puzzle. I often liken it to crossword puzzles. You know, my dad loved crossword puzzles. And if you put that together with that, and then you twist that word around, then you get that. Oh, and then the answer is that. You know, this form.
Yes, I mean, it is. It is about filling in gaps.
Yeah.
The structural and rhetorical tricks of Here, There and Everywhere are obscured by the song's apparent spontaneity, its flowing melody, its gentle vocals. McCartney's singing on the track is reminiscent of an earlier era, which brings us back to Fred Astaire.
Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
I was a big fan of Fred Astaire, I still am. And unlike the studio executives who thought he could dance a little, has no voice, I always loved his voice, I still do.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually use it often as an inspiration. I did an album of standards. And that's sort of heaven, that little place for your voice is a lovely place to sing from.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there, or there! Mm-hmm. It's sort of heaven.
And hoping I'm always there.
Here, There and Everywhere has inspired many other vocalists and has itself become one of those classics McCartney was trying to emulate. Even John Lennon, rarely one to give compliments, was impressed when he heard the song and said it was his favourite track on the album Revolver. In 1980, he even told a reporter from Playboy magazine that it was one of his favourites from the entire Beatles catalogue.
So, now, did John Lennon, when he did get up, did he contribute much to this?
I'm sure he did. Well, I'm not sure he did, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect he did. But it does sound like something I might have sort of just done by the poolside and sort of just delivered to him. Because it doesn't sound like anyone else is working in
this. No, it doesn't. It
sounds like one head.
Knowing that love is to share, each one believing that love never dies, watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there.
Here, There and Everywhere, released on the Beatles album Revolver in 1966. In the next episode...
The army have said throughout the day that they hope to use minimum force.
An unusually sharp political song written in response to Bloody Sunday. Give Ireland back to the Irish. That's next time on McCartney, A Life in Lyrics. McCartney, A Life in Lyrics is a co-production between iHeartMedia, MPL and Pushkin Industries.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.